Mansions of the future, a wonderful four-word phrase which actually signifies so much, and we're delighted now to be able to speak to the awesome
Rebecca Blackwood.
Rebecca, good to connect with your good self. Of course, we were connected with a meeting for the upcoming Lincoln Literary Festival, the Good Book Festival, which is happening in September, so that's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
But we're here to talk about Mansions of the Future, so would you like to just share with us some of the excitement of the things that you're involved with and this wonderful creative space that you've got just literally round the corner from the university and the railway station?
Yeah, right opposite the railway station, right next door to the bus station. And we're open to the public from Thursday to Saturday, and you can come and join us and join lots of different activities on those days between 11 and 5.
And we also know that it was an interesting synchronicity, actually, that you're here today, because Christian, who's been making his debut as a social correspondent and indeed broadcaster for Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting today, Christian, one of your colleagues, Alana Halsall, is the connection, I believe.
Yeah, she is. She wanted to try and set something up through to get on Siren and everything like that, and so we could kind of join journalism and PR, as usually we're quite sort of loggerheads every now and again.
No, we're best friends, really. Speaking as one who teaches on both. But yes, in terms of Alana,
we come from a journalism background originally, don't we? So yeah.
Yes, indeed. You can go back to the Book of Genesis and find out that was the first story in many ways. So there we are. Alana's obviously doing some great stuff from that point of view. Mansions, it's a long-term project. It's something which is going to have a wonderful legacy. For the benefit of the listener who isn't really necessarily aware of what Mansions is about, Rebecca, just share with us a little bit more.
Okay, well, Mansions of the Future is a name, actually, that I should probably start with, that came from the school children of Lincoln. So it actually stems from a project that happened during the 800th anniversary year of the Magna Carta. And a group of children at a primary school in Lincoln were asked to think about how they wanted to live their lives in the future. And a couple of children came up with the phrase, "We will share the mansions of the future." And that's why we chose the name, obviously, Shipman, the Mansion of the Future.
Absolutely. And I'm also intrigued because there's obviously a New Testament reference, because in my father's house there are many mansions. I thought, are we going to sort of New Age Christianity here?
Not Christianity, no. But we are inspired by the practice of many of the artists that we're bringing from the national and international arena, who are socially engaged practitioners. So they work with the general public to make their artwork. They don't work in isolation in a studio just painting alone. They go out and reach out to communities, and together they make an artwork. So
we've seen on the showground some wonderful examples of artists who make a wonderful living by actually producing some fantastic wildlife slots and various other things, Kay Johns being just one of them from that point of view. Christian, thoughts from yourself?
Do you have artwork from the people, from the children and students on display here today?
What we've brought with us today, actually, is work of our inaugural artist, a lady called Katrin Bohm, who's a socially engaged practitioner. She's actually a German artist by background, but she works from London, from a studio in London. And she's curated, as what we call an architectural commission, the whole of the ground floor of the building that we have on St Mary Street. So she's decided how we might use it in order to get people to come through the door and to feel it's their space. So we've got things like a small reading room, we've got a Wi-Fi room, we've got a lovely resource room which is filled with wood, drills, paints, tapes, and so that people can come in and make things with us and really make the building their own. So our aim is to work with people so that they feel a sense of ownership over the space and they can make it theirs, basically. So we're showing her drinks today, because actually she's been working with our team with a group of primary school children, picking elderflower in a churchyard near their school and picking rosemary, the herb, in the churchyard near their school, and they've been making drinks together.
Oh, actually, creating the drinks. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
So,
yeah.
So, Katrin's methodology is to work with things that we all know and love. So, a shop format or a picking produce and making things from it to begin the journey of taking people towards expressing their creativity.
Yeah. And what's just to ask, what's been your favourite part of the Lincolnshire show so far?
I think probably the children's zone. I went into the children's zone yesterday and there was a little boy who'd made an aircraft, and he was walking around in the aircraft. It was a bit of a costume. And he took me to his stand, and as a group they'd made posters, they'd written a song, made a jingle, recorded the jingle. And so they were budding radio producers, so, and they were fantastic at selling their thoughts around the anniversary of the RAF and what importance of the RAF to the Lincolnshire, and they were just so enthusiastic and they were really cogent, and it was just lovely to see. And they were year six pupils from a primary school, and it just was just gave me such joy.
Getting a real sense of passion coming across here, Rebecca, which is to your credit, and I feel actually we will come back with you to your stand, if that's okay, and take some photographs for social media then, because you've made the journey to the press little area here. We'll come back with you and sort of cover that. But meanwhile, how can people actually access details about Mansions of the Future online? Is it as simple as actually putting in Mansions of the Future Lincoln into your search engine?
It is, absolutely. I mean, our website address is www.mansionsofthefuture.org. We are Mansion of Future on social media, in Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, because sadly there is a letter restriction, but easy to find, and we're very active on social media, and we've got a What's On page on our website, and we've got a sign up for our newsletters, and come and join us, and we'd really love people to come and be with us, volunteer, just have a walk around the space, see what we're all about.
We have followed Rebecca like sheep following the shepherd, and we're actually in the location just outside Lincolnshire Life magazine. Rebecca, this is, we can see obviously you've got the drinks lab up there.
We've got the drinks lab at Lincolnshire Life magazine, yeah, and pictures of our inaugural artist, Catherine, starting to make drinks and cordials. And we've got inside the tent four different cordials that have been made by young people in Lincoln, and we're trying to get people to taste them and tell us what the flavours are.
Well, I think, Christy, would you be up for that taste test?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They're all non-alcoholic, though, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, there's a gin stand we can go to down the road, just down there.
It's the mixer. We're working through that. Is this your first Lincolnshire show, Rebecca, or have you been a regular?
Oh, I've been a regular in the past with family and supporting. I've been governors of various primary schools, so yeah,
so
I've done
actually
I've done
the
school stands,
yes, yeah. So you used to that sort of things. Yeah. But as I was saying to Jane Southall, the Chief Executive Officer this morning, and indeed the show director, Andrew Reid, there's a really good balance between the urban, the suburban and the rural here.
There is, yeah, and I think it's great to see people from the city coming out and from, you know, the larger towns in the county and in Yorkshire coming to see what happens in rural industries, really, isn't it?
Well, we'll certainly have a look at the taste test challenge, shall we say, in terms of the drinks lab cordials. Clearly, you made your journey to the press tent. We've come here. That basically means, I think by my reckoning, it's high time you joined us in the Siren Radio studio for one of our midweek drives. So will you be up for that, Rebecca, in the next few weeks?
Hurry up for that. Yes, thank you. It'd be lovely to do that.
Okay, we now actually have an interesting challenge that Alana Halsall, yes, it's the Alana Halsall, often known from the point of view of all sorts of things there. You'll be able to hear me over the whole thing. Alana, what have you just tasted? What have you just handed to me?
There's two flavours in this drink. It's a cordial. You need to try and guess the flavours.
Okay, I'll go first then. Cheers. Interesting. Christy, do you want to try that? I'm thinking slightly strawberry-esque, etc. Is there a strawberry connection there?
There's no berries in it. So there's a vegetable and a flower.
A vegetable and a flower?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it elderflower and carrot?
No, not elderflower and carrot.
Elderflower and tomato?
No, more sweeter than that.
Sweet potato?
No.
I've no idea.
Realise we're failing miserably here. This is total humiliation because I haven't got a clue from that sort of point of view. And we've got obviously the music in the background with respect to somebody left the cake out in the rain, MacArthur Park. I don't think that I could taste it. Put us out of our misery, Alana. What is it?
It is rhubarb and rose.
Well, of course it is. And if you heard that in the words of sort of various other bits and pieces, better person than I am. You're listening to Siren Radio on location at the Lincolnshire Show in the Visit Lincolnshire tent with the whole range of things. I think Christian's decided to go for another one now. What are you going to go for this one?
I think it has. Does it have something sort of limey in it?
That's like an undertone. So that's an undertone. It's actually a herb. So see what?
A herb?
Yeah.
Oh. It's not going to be the herb I was thinking of. I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's rosemary.
It's total humiliation here, Alana. So great stuff. You're doing a fantastic job here. And we look forward to featuring you again very soon.
Thank you.
Pleased to welcome Emily
Well, we have a few moments of quiet whilst the musicians perform in all sorts of ways. We're delighted now to be able to speak to creative producer at Mansions of the Future, and this is the fabulous Claire, I believe.
Hi there, my name's Colette, I'm the creative producer.
Colette, you see, that's I was with MacArthur Park, so it's Claire. Colette, talk to us briefly before the band starts up again. What do you do with respect to Mansions of the Future and your role as creative producer?
No problem. I've been at Mansions of the Future now for about 8 weeks. We opened to the public around 6 weeks ago. I do a range of different things, from changing light bulbs to installing artwork to working directly with artists. I deliver and facilitate workshops. I book in groups to the venue who want to use the space for film screenings or rehearsals. And I generally go out in Lincoln and meet people and make connections.
And so far in the couple of months you've been with us, what has been the major sort of moment where you thought, yes, I'm pleased I moved here?
Oh, I don't know really. It's been great to start to get to know Lincoln. I have been to the city a few times, but I feel like it's really becoming more familiar now. It's great to see all the exciting creative things happening in the city. There's such great culture and art, and we want to continue to expand on that and to learn from all the various artists working within the community, all the school groups and all the different other community groups that we began to meet. So yeah, I just want to continue with that.
I think the music cue has actually started, so we'll say farewell for now and hopefully see you again in the very near future. Take care, Colette.
Thank you.
Oh, we've been joined by Miss Lincolnshire again, wearing a splendid colour of Lincoln green today.
That's it. Well, I thought I'd go with the colours today.
Excellent. Chloe, you're just wearing your other hat as a reporter for Siren Radio today. And we're just watching the BMX bikers display. Now, as a talent, obviously, for Miss Lincolnshire, would you consider sort of switching from singing and songwriting to maybe actually BMX biking?
I tell you what, I'd love to try it. I mean, it's incredible what these people do to go up to massive heights over with the bike. And crikey, they put it right to the top and went right over it, and it was just amazing. So
I gather an unofficial Lincoln World Record from that point of view. So as Christy was just saying, there aren't many shows in the country where you can actually move from falconry displays to BMX biking within the same sort of moments of hours.
Yeah, I feel privileged to be here and watch it right now. It's great. And the sun is shining as well. What much can you ask for? It's a great day.
So when we parted yesterday, you were just about to go on stage. How did it go? Was all well, or as a loudspeaker still creating challenges?
Well, you know, we always have challenges, but it was absolutely fine.
We knew it would be.
We knew it would be, that's it. But it's lovely to be here, it really is.
And what will you be doing today? Because, of course, you brought your wonderful friend Abby along today, who's currently got a seat to herself, really.
Yes, indeed. Well, she's lovely. She's almost like my PA or manager, really. I would love to have a manager. And she goes around and sort of helps out with social media and things. But today I'll just be going round. Yesterday I visited, like, the British Legion and the Royal Air Force. So I'll be going around the different stalls and seeing if I can help. And
so any particular favourites from yourself? Because, I mean, there's so much here. I mean, it's impossible, really, even with two teams of social media that we've actually got, to really kind of go through that. But any kind of highlights for yourself?
I'd say seeing the Red Arrow team as well. Some of them were trainees, some of them had flown. And then seeing you as well, the Siren Radio team. It's brilliant. Southside Broadcasting, go for it.
Well, there we are. We will hopefully see you actually in the studio in the very near future, probably next week, who knows?
Absolutely, that's a definite.
Brilliant. Chloe Rose, many thanks. Good luck with the rest of the routine. We'll take some photographs as well for social media. Got to say, the crowd are really coming to life. I mean, even Abby's clapping along for this. And the children who are basically sort of saying, higher, higher. Terrifying, really.
It is. Oh, it's amazing. You can see everyone getting into the spirit of it as well, which is great.
We have reached the end of our coverage, at least that Siren Radio's and the Midweek Drive Morning Editions, and indeed Southside Broadcasting's coverage of the 2018 Lincolnshire Show. Shaylee, we'll come to you first. You had a wonderful adjective off air, weird. But overall, what are your thoughts on the programme?
I mean, weird is wonderful, so that's a compliment if ever you did hear one. I absolutely love this show. The second day the weather was great, apart from I'm a little bit burnt. For me, it was the dogs. There was just so many dogs everywhere. Really enjoyed the dogs.
From the constructive criticism area, I'd probably say that maybe they need to do some sound checks with the PA systems.
Definitely.
They, whoever they may be, I don't know, whether it's the organisers, etc. But I think just a general message there, that I did feel it's not just a case of, oh, could you not hear? Were you not in the right place? There were a number of audience members who were saying, we can't hear a word that's being said.
I agree, yeah. At one point, they switched microphones and it actually made it worse, not better, which... I think if you're trying to make it so people can sound, you should probably try and make it a little bit clearer, a little bit better.
If you want to actually listen to what Stuart, the dog and duck man, was actually saying, I'll point you in the direction of the Southside podcast that we actually did yesterday on Siren Radio. Perfectly audible. Let's move on. Christian, it's your first ever Linkages show. 2 days wrapped up. Your thoughts?
I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. There's been a lot of different things that I'm not really used to seeing, and a lot of different experiences that I've partaken in, and it's been a really good 2 days.
And you met your first sheep and first cow in the natural environment.
Yeah, I did, and a few other animals as well.
Yeah, but that's just the rest of the Siren broadcasting team.
No, I was about to make a joke then, but I thought I best hold off.
Of course, we're referring to the communications team responsible for the tent. Christine's busily sort of sorting out various other species. I'm having Beckett her over, and actually, she's currently, I think, drinking gin. No, it's water. But it's Christine's first show as an official reporter. Christine, we're just getting some ideas and summing up of various things. What are your thoughts on your experience of the second day here of the Linkages show?
I've really enjoyed it. There's been things that we've looked at that I've not thought about, sort of the horseshoe.
Yes.
The competition they had was absolutely brilliant. We were sat there for 15,
good
20.
Farrying. A good farrier.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes we were there watching them. Hard work in this heat, so...
And those are some of the golden nuggets which still exist. They're still part of it. Ed, again, in the sort of noises off the scenario we're talking about, actually again raised an important point that people actually sometimes in a social media age get so caught up in actually taking images and Instagramming and so on that they forget to actually experience the moment. But pretty much a veteran now of these shows. I mean, you've clocked about five or six of them now, basically, consecutively.
This is the sixth, I think, now.
So, thoughts, views, comments?
I think something this year, the humidity's been really heavy. And the atmosphere's felt, even though it's been very windy, it's also been very airless for some reason up on the A15. The show has really settled. The footfall is very good. People like coming to it. I mean, it was good to see the parachutists. Just come down, although they got blown around all over.
Shooters, you'd have bullets and all sorts of things flying all over the place.
Let's not go there. Yeah, they were getting blown around all over the place on the way down. And that was a bit of a wow moment.
We've had, of course, one of the ministries from the agricultural department actually come along. George Eustace put in an appearance, and I overheard him chatting with some of our colleagues from the BBC Northern Area re the future of Brexit and agriculture, and indeed the Lincolnshire sausage. So I'm sure Theresa May will take that on board.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot that can be learned from a county like Lincolnshire. It does feel very diverse. Maybe the shift between livestock and lifestyle is, maybe there is a slight shift towards lifestyle. I think there's a lot.
Are we heading to the Bansea Castle area?
I don't know. There's a,
it's just around the corner from the bandstand, I noticed today, Ed.
Well, of course, my focus will be back on that bandstand from 4 o'clock. But I think there's a degree of. It seems to me that there is more visible money at the show this year than I've noticed. I mean,
interesting times again. Thanks certainly to the show team. I noticed Alan Stennett in the background there, as ever, a legendary in his own way. Jane Southall, we already spoke to her earlier, and I'd like to express particular thanks to our team who've been working in all manner of wonderful ways here for Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting. That obviously in no particular order of precedence even. Christine Green, Shaylee McKenzie, Christian Arkabovitz, Ed Wellman, of course, who's kind of been dipping in and out, Ryan Jones, Tessa Snart, Sue Royce, and of course Chloe Rose, who was our special celebrity guest person. And let's not forget Sam Perdue, of course, who's been doing some great stuff today in terms of various other things. Have I missed anybody out at all?
What about your good self, Alex? It wouldn't be the same without you. In fact, it wouldn't be, as indeed Alan said yesterday about his programme. You know, without you, the Midweek Drive would be no Midweek Drive at all.
Well, thank you, Ed Wellman, and thank you, dear listener. And don't forget, if you found any of the podcast material of any interest, you can play it back as often as you want. You can experience the Lincolnshire Show day in, day out for the next 364 days until it's time for the Lincolnshire Show 2019.